Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Marisol.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy Tuesday after NCA. It was a crazy weekend.
We had to have that extra Monday, too.
Yes, yeah. That cheer hangover was real.
I can only imagine. I'm excited. I'm excited for this episode because you are going to school me an NCA. I had a family emergency, so I was unable to, consume NCA real time. And thank you for delaying the recording of the podcast. Okay. Because of my family emergency, we were recording today. And at first I was like, oh man, should we, cancel? Because I really don't feel like I have much to contribute since I didn't have a chance. But then I thought it would be a great idea for you to tell me and then me ask questions.
Oh yeah, let's just get crazy.
I can't imagine every mom out there watched NCA.
Yeah.
So it would be informative.
Mm-hmm.
I am bummed. I was looking forward to, just vegging out with a bunch of junk food.
There was so legit beautiful cheerleading that happened this past weekend.
Let's start. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Do you want to tell me or can I ask questions? Because I don't know anything. I know two things now, but I really don't know. I can't tell you everything. Okay. So
let's just start. I wrote some stuff down because this was an insane weekend and I was just like, I couldn't wait. I was so excited.
So my number one question, did the streak continue with Senior Elite?
They did not win this past weekend. They came in second.
Didn't they have a fall? I did start.
Day one, yes, they did have a fall. Day two, it was
majestic.
Okay, thank you.
I saw the video. I said this part I saw. I saw this and I know about the Beatles. I know about Senior Elite and the Beatles.
Yes. Yes. They did so good. Oh, okay, okay.
So who won? Who came in first?
Stingrays Orange. Yeah, girl.
Didn't you call that? I feel like you told
me
that.
Did I? I don't know.
Oh, well, congratulations to them.
They did there was so much beautiful cheerleading that happened this weekend. Orange, they just came out on top. They were just a little bit more cleaner. And that's literally like how precise and how perfect this sport has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little bit. And they came in first and they were beautiful. They deserved it. So I'm proud of them.
Congratulations.
I'm proud of them. I saw something on Twitter that said that this is Senior Elite's 7th year in a row getting second place at NCA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they have their own little curse going on.
Maybe. I don't know if that's right. We need to take a look at it, but I thought that was interesting.
All I know about Senior Elite was I saw a post from Courtney Pope. Mm-hmm. Is that right? The right name? And it was a beaut. She named every.
No, and she does it. She does it every single
member.
Year.
I hadn't seen that. I've never seen it. And she had mentioned every member of the team and said something special and specific to that member. And it was so authentic. And you read it. And I was like, all I could think of was the attention of detail that she gave to each member. To each person. And then not knowing the other members of Senior Elite, seeing, the relationship she had or how long they've been, or how they got to, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. So I think that team is very lucky to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Both Darnell and Courtney.
Absolutely.
Because you can see the love. Every kid wants to be seen, known for their own, talents.
And she does it.
And she does it.
Every year. And it's great. I was looking at one of the comments and Brittany Cross, a good friend of mine, used to be on that team, and she commented that she used to get so excited for that post/email. And so, she's been doing this for
Well, I think, and I remember after majors, I believe I saw them throw a big party, everyone in red or something, after majors. I could be wrong.
Maybe in her house.
I think it was, but it seems like it's a team. You know, what's with the when they write something on their leg before the competition? I noticed that too. I've noticed it before. Have you seen that?
No, where, like on their leg?
Yeah, they put their leg up and someone writes something on it. And then I saw, you know, they have wonderful traditions, but I didn't know what that was for. Like, is it a number or something that they put there?
I'm not sure. It could be like a quote that, I don't know, just like an extra push. It could be like a dedication, like someone that they're like dedicating this routine to, something special. When I cheered, we would cut up like a bandana and we would write down like who we're going to do, who like we're dedicating like this year. We did it at the beginning of the year, like before one of our camps, and who we would dedicate like this routine to, who we, or like a special quote or something, and we would like tie it on our shoes.
Aww.
And we had it there all year.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that, because it's like intentional cheerleading.
Mm-hmm. Intentional cheerleading.
Okay, so Senior League came in second.
Yes.
The other one I know was the Beatles one.
Beatles one. So who is that? That's Kennedy. Sophia Jade,
Angel Rice.
And many other people that I would love to get.
And the whole team. Like, I just want to say, I'm so, like, as a team, I'm happy for them. Like, I'm so proud of them.
Yes. They did so good. I can't say it enough. Such beautiful cheerleading. And I watched their routine. I watched Beatles a couple times. There was probably about, like, the fourth time in a row, I spotted Kennedy, and I like just watched her throughout the whole routine, and like the love that she has, one, for the sport, two, for her team. And she was like, the mat talk out there was real. And
what do you mean by mat talk?
Mat talk. That's when,
what's a, because I'm a layman, so I don't know what that means.
Mat talk. That's just like when you go out there and like you're yelling for your team. And you're just like, you got it, you can do it. And you're just like rooting your team on like from the inside. Because when you think about it, I don't even think that a team can hear like their coaches. When, especially NCAA, because like the mat is so far from where like everyone is standing, where their parents are, even like where their coaches are. And you can really only hear like you and your team when you're out there. I know some of my teams may hear me. I kind of get crazy, but that's why we don't record on Mondays after my competition weekends. But just, you only have each other out there. I tell that to my teams all the time.
So was Kennedy like doing serious?
She was going off, and I love it. That's probably one of my favorite things about this sport.
Is that, yeah, she's coming on. I was texting with her today. They've got UCA this weekend. Mm-hmm. So this is their third weekend in a row, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's got a gazillion finals, you know, at school.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed. I'm amazed by how she's doing it all. So I can't wait for her to come on. I feel like there's going to be so much to talk about I just feel like the Beatles, I don't want to call it a comeback because that sounds, you know,
like they really went somewhere.
They went somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, the only thing I noticed was they didn't get invited to majors.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say it's a comeback, but it feels epic. So I'm very happy.
No, they did good. And so, Sophia Jane is so beautiful.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
She is so beautiful. And you know what? Okay, surprisingly, Angel Rice, she looks really good in purple and orange. So I'm proud of all of them.
I'm going to help you out here because you said surprisingly. Is it because you're just so used to seeing her?
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks real. I wasn't expecting, when I heard that she was going to, that she was like going to Rockstar, I was like, no. I was like, because honestly, that's funky. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to her being like on Orange, on Steel. Even when she went to California, I was like, oh no, that's funky. But
I can see that. It's sort of like if Ryan started, you know, went to F5 or something, like, it would just not be, you're not used to it.
I would secretly love that.
Darnell,
I would secretly love that.
So who else did phenomenal?
Top Gun. Some more beautiful cheerleading. So Seth won.
Congratulations.
When Baz got him a leather jacket.
Yay.
And it was beautiful. Ava Cheetahs came in third, which, again, like, they are...
Wasn't it, like, super close between first?
God.
And I didn't check the scoring out. I'm not going to pretend I did. But I did see a lot of compliments on NCAA's transparency in scoring. Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Oh, yeah. They posted, like, technique and difficulty.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And so, like...
I hope other...
All of these teams were just behind by, like, a few tenths of a point. Like, that's how close this was.
I'm just imagining them competing two back-to-back weekends, possibly three.
Back-to-back weekends. That triple threat.
Phew, gosh.
Cheer sport, Dallas, and...
UCA.
Triple threat.
So, did you have a favorite? Like, did you see something this at NCAA that you were like, wow? I mean, you've complimented everyone, mm-hmm. but like, which one? Okay, let me ask it differently. Which one did you watch over and over and over and over again? Take your time.
I think the team that I watched probably like over and over and over again did not win.
Oh.
Top Gun Lady Jags, medium senior. They came in like fifth. I don't know, but I don't know. Their routine, I feel like their routine isn't as crazy fast, like speeding, like the rest of the routines. But there's still like so much going on. Those girls look like they're having fun. I'm not gonna lie. I avoided Lady Jags for a long time for a certain someone who got way too much attention than she should have. We'll talk about that later.
Another day, another episode.
Yeah. And so like I kind of avoided them last year. I think I started watching them last year around Dallas. And then I had to like go back to see like how they did, like what they look like, what changed. But Lady Jags, they're medium senior. I want to know why they're not in large senior. Maybe they just need more girls. But I think that would be like fun. Because I did the numbers. They came in fifth in medium senior. With their score, they would have come in like fifth in large senior also.
Yeah, I always wonder what the distinction is. Like what makes it, you know, like...
Medium and large?
No, I mean, I know the distinction, but what, like, I feel like for the larger gyms, they probably have the opportunity to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, what makes them choose to not go for large.
Yeah. And it's probably just like a numbers thing, which they're probably like right around there. So they could.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, Lady Jags, they're beautiful. Their dance, their routines always look crazy fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They really do.
Like, really fun. And I watched their routine probably like three times, and then I went to the dance probably about five, six more times. And I was just obsessed. I love their uniforms. Ooh, 005. I didn't write that down. I don't know what they did. I think they won. They may have won. But we were talking about their uniform a couple years ago. They did like the like school one with the backpacks and stuff. And yeah. And
didn't they win? Because I saw something that said they got school, like you've been schooled or
really?
Something.
I think they did. Top Gun took over this weekend. I even watched their like junior five. Oh my God. Okay. no, yeah. And 005's uniforms. I don't know. There was something about it that I really liked, especially like during tumbling when like guys were spinning. I don't know. It looked.
You just loved the performance.
Yeah.
Yay.
Everything. Steel came in second to Top Gun. Will Lawson, we had him on last year. Mm-hmm. He's not cheering this year. I wish he'd come back.
But, I think he's, I want to say I saw him in some military picture somewhere.
Yeah, he's actually not that far from us. Yeah. He's just in Jacksonville, I'm pretty sure.
So we talked Seth, Ava, I know, Caroline Day.
Caroline. Yeah. Congratulations.
We had the director of, the artistic director of Woodlands.
Jamin.
So congratulations
yes,
to both of
yes,
them.
Yes, heck yes.
Because they hadn't won until now, had they? I mean, they hadn't won a major, I don't know how you distinguish it, but.
I am going to say that Small Senior X has been kind of a front runner in this division this season, but they got him. They got him. And they both did like beautiful routines. Someone who I'm trying to get, Nadira from Small Senior. We've been talking like back and forth and are just waiting for like a good time. But after they announced Small Senior X came in second place, I loved, and I saw, you know, we saw this a lot this weekend, that team. The second place team like got around the first place team while they were like still in their huddle. They don't want to like get too excited and then like be cocky. So they're like still in their huddle, like waiting for their name to be called as first place. And she was just like jumping around, like clapping, like congratulating them. And I love this sport so much. And that is literally what it's all about. There was so much of it during Top Gun and Steel's award ceremony. They call like top four and coaches. So like they like hug each other, congratulate each other. And then they called top two, TGLC and Steel like mixed, like they were just like in with each other. And like, that is what this is about.
I love that.
That is what this is about. And I love it so much. Like, it's great.
I didn't get to watch it live, so I'm catching everything on social media after the fact. But did you hear? I mean, I know there were some Anons talking there.
Talking junk like always. Say it to my face.
Don't say it to my face. but aside from that, which we'll address because, you know, we'll address when we have guests on the show, but other than that, I didn't hear. I'm trying to think if there's any tea or any.
Any tea?
Oh. The only thing I kind of saw from the parents thing, and it's very minor, was I don't even know if it was more than one person, to be honest with you, but I felt like people were complaining that people were standing up at NCA, you know, and, like because they're in the.
Guys, get over it. This is cheerleading. Stand up and clap for your favorite teams. That's what I'm going to do.
I paid
the same amount of money for you to get in here. Same thing like a concert. I always get so nervous like going to a concert that like the people behind me, I don't have that much money to be like to be on the floor like with her, like whoever's performing. So like I paid a whole lot of money to sit in my seat. I'm going to stand up. And, like, you're going to see me dance. Get up and, like, cheer on your team. Don't talk about, I wish people would sit down and blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to pretend like it was major. I think I saw, like, one and maybe
no,
people commenting.
No, but if there was one, there were a couple more. So, like, dude, chill.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. If you want to see your team, get up.
The new uniforms, I didn't see any. Okay.
Ooh, who was it? It's a California team. I want to say, no, maybe Cheer Athletics. I think it's Cheer Athletics. They kind of had like a Wonder Woman, like a superhero theme.
Oh, I did not see that.
If anyone that's listening to this knows like the actual theme of that routine, Gabby Butler is on it and she's wearing a cape. I don't know if that's for the whole thing, but it's pretty sure it's at the end. Please comment and let us know because I really know. I only saw like a little meme from it on Twitter, and It was Gabby Butler. I've never seen her with a smile. And she was like smiling at the end of that routine, like in her little pose with her cape. And I was like, that is really cool. All the girls had like the Wonder Woman like headband.
I'm confused. Gabby Butler. Is there two of them or one of them? The one with the black hair, beautiful girl. I thought she had retired or was doing college.
Gabby Butler. Butler, she is, so I guess it has to be a cheer athletics team because she is on Navarro.
Okay, so she came back. Or I might be asking totally ignorant because she feels to me like she was at the height of her popularity before my kid ever did cheer, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. But she's also like really young.
Okay.
No, she blew up like really young.
Is she the one, beautiful eyes, dark?
Yes.
Dark hair.
I'm not sure. It's probably dark now. Yeah.
Okay. She like you. Did
stupid flexible
beautiful lines and stuff like that. Okay, because I just want to make sure because I thought I didn't know she was still in the sport, to be honest with you. That's amazing. Is Robert Sienna back in?
I didn't see him at all this weekend.
Okay, because I know I'm pretty sure he
I don't
was,
think he's cheering. I think he's just doing like choreography.
Okay, I thought I saw something
and upgrades and stuff.
All right, well, sweet. So it was a good NCA.
No, it was beautiful. One more thing that I'm super proud about. Bethany.
Oh yeah, she's back too, right?
And yeah, she's on Lady Lux, non-tumble. She won Dallas.
Yes.
So heck yes.
Congratulations.
Another one. And one another thing that I'm super proud of. I was on the original small co-ed or medium co-ed team from Cheer Extreme Raleigh, and they came in fourth. They're competing medium co-ed. When I was on the team, it was small co-ed. We also had a medium co-ed. So I guess I was on both. So whatever you want to put it, I was there. but they came in fourth this weekend. And one of my old babies is on that team. So I'm super proud of her, Amanda. So congratulations on being fourth.
She had like strawberry bread. Yeah. Oh, I remember her. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. They came in fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
And
awesome.
That is huge, especially for that Raleigh gym, who just got a new gym.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know, this is all, I'm all happy. I'm super happy with everything that happened this weekend.
Awesome. So we're gonna throw it to our interview, and this week we have, she took over our Instagram, Cheer Tori.
Yes.
And we're excited to have on the podcast Tori Bosner. Welcome, Tori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let me tell our audience a little bit about you, and then you can tell us more about you. So you took over our Instagram for NCA. It was your first NCA, correct?
Yes.
And you are 17, and you cheer, I just had it right in front of me, Ohio Valley All-Stars Phoenix. So, and this was your first NCA?
Yes, it was.
All right. Tell us about it. What was that like? So start from the beginning. How long have you been cheering?
I have been cheering for 13 years now.
Oh, so you were just like an itty bitty walking in there, like four.
Yes.
You're one of those cheerleaders.
Yes.
So you love the sport, I bet.
Yes, and a lot.
Yeah. So tell us about that. So have you been with the same gym? Did you move around or...
I started at Buckeye All-Stars when that gym opened, and then last season I decided to move because I wasn't getting challenged enough. So I gym hopped this year and decided to go 45 minutes away where I was only driving 15.
Oh, wow. Was that a big move for you? Was that a hard move for you, the gym hopping?
The transition was pretty easy.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I know a lot of people struggle with that, trying to figure out when, like, I know we've received a lot of messages from people who love their gym, have been with their gym for a long time, but really want to make a move to another gym because of different competitions and, you know, the ability to go to places like Cheer Sport or NCA. Sorry, my voice sounds funny. It's not very good for podcasting, but I'm fighting a little bit of a bug. So it's good to hear an example of, you know, switching gyms and it going kind of seamlessly for you. So it was one of the reasons you jumped, maybe because of something like that, like you wanted to be able to go to an NCA?
Yeah, I wanted to go to like NCAA and Worlds because I'm on a level 5 team now where I was on a level 2. So it was definitely a big change.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so tell us about NCAA. What was different? What, like, for anyone who's never been before and just sees it through social media, what's it like to end up at such a prestigious competition?
It is so crazy. It is amazing watching all those big teams and just hearing the crowd go crazy.
Is it one, there's multiple, is it performances? Am I allowed to say performances? I never want to get in trouble with cheerleaders going out at the same time, right? People are
there's like, I think there was 6 or 7 different halls. So you had like level 1 and 1, level 2 and so on. Like level 5 and 6 are in the arena.
So you got to see all the level 5 and 6s?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
And we actually got to see an all-boy team from Japan compete.
Oh, I heard about them.
It was super cool. They were so good.
Oh, my gosh. So just this, you are able to spend the day... Besides competing yourself, when did you compete? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Saturday, I competed at like 10:30. And on Sunday, it was 8:50, I think.
In the morning?
Yeah.
So when you're done, were you able to just sit back and watch?
Yeah, we sat back, we finished our division, and then if we wanted to, we stayed, and I stayed and watched pretty much everybody.
So tell me about being a cheering fan, because I feel, and I could be wrong, but I feel like you've been, I remember your name, your handle from Instagram, is it Cheertory?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Follow her. And I feel like you've been a supporter of our show, the Cheer Bomb Podcast, for a while now. And I'm just interested in, and I know that if you do listen to the podcast, you basically have to be a fan of cheerleading. So yeah. What, how did you find us? And what do you think that podcasting a cheer show makes sense because we're traveling so much?
I think it's awesome that you guys do this just because I like when I go to a cheer competition, I know I like to get in the cheerleading mood. So like I'll watch YouTube videos or I'll go on Instagram and just like search around. That's how I found you guys. And I just started listening to you. I was like, oh, I really like this.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for your support. It really means a lot to us. We don't really publicize. So every listener we've gotten, I think we're over 26,000 now. Been earned one at a time. So we really, really do appreciate that. So as a supporter of the show, like which guests have stood out for you? Like what guest or topics did you enjoy? Cause you're kind of like my target market. So I want to know what, of the podcast you like, what you would like to hear more of, less of.
Sorry. I really liked when you did like Ryan Cummings and Kenley Pope, like how they see it. Like they're so young and they're like big in the cheer world and just their point of view of what it feels like to get so many people like coming to watch them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
those were definitely my favorites.
Yeah. Good. Well, we're glad. We're glad we were able to bring people like that on. Cause I think it's always, what I like about a podcast, I think it's very revealing of, you know, like you said, a person's perspective on things. And we all have our unique perspectives. So let me ask you more generic questions. Cheerleading. What has cheerleading meant for you since you've been doing it for so long? What makes you a cheerleader? Like what makes you the ultimate, not only, level 5 competing cheerleader, but a fan of cheerleading?
I mean, I love everything about cheerleading, especially tumbling. Like I kind of started as a gymnast and I was like, this is not really my thing. So my mom put me in cheerleading and tumbling and then it just like took off from there.
It was love at first sight.
Yeah.
Are you going to be one of those cheerleaders whose babies are like instantly in the gym? That's what I've been told. My grandchildren are destined for, for cheerleading as soon as they can walk. All right. So what it, to me, like the fact that you guys just competed at NCAA level 5, you have to be extremely disciplined at this stage in your career, I feel like. I mean, am I making that up? Like,
no, we are definitely disciplined. Like, we have our practice times laid out, and like when we go to big competitions like this, when we practice, like we practice at Cheer Athletics in Plano, and we had certain things we wore, so we matched. Like, it's all planned out to a T.
To a T. Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who's been like in your situation, like a level two, then jumping to a different gym, going to level five? I mean,
was so different.
Yeah, tell us about that, because I know we have had a lot of people write in, and that's their desire. But I always imagine it's got to be that first time walking into a whole new gym, whole new level, has got to be intimidating.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew the level five coach. That's my coach now. And like, we talked back and forth last season and kind of debated on it. And I finally got my mom persuaded into letting me do it. And I've had my full since I was like 12. So
it's been
a while. I want to be pushed to see what will happen. I never thought I would get to go to NCA.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool that that got to happen.
And your first year, right? Level five?
Yes.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Like, just even sitting at the audience would be super cool.
Yeah. Everybody on my team's like, I don't know how you did that. Like, that's crazy. Because they've already been on a level five team for 2 or 3 years, that some of them have.
And you just walked out there first time.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. You did a great job with our Instagram story. So thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it. We love to give people an idea of what, you know, big events like that are like. So yeah, we appreciated that. What was your biggest takeaway from NCA? Like, compared
to my biggest?
Yeah.
Like, my biggest takeaway is the crowd was amazing. It was something that I might never get to do again. So I definitely took the memories with it. And then just being able to compete with so many other teams that have won worlds and just got to perform on that map.
Aw, I'm so grateful that you experienced it and shared it with us. And also that you're like so appreciative of it, that you realize that this is like a memory making event.
Yeah, I never take anything for granted, for sure.
That's a awesome way to end this interview. Thank you so much, Tori. Thank you for your support over the last two seasons. And thank you for taking over Instagram and for coming on and sharing your story with us. I will definitely be looking for your team from now on and see how you do for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. She was cute.
Yes.
First of all, we forgot to say thank you to last week's guest. So I do want to make sure.
Yes, JR.
JR. He was awesome. And I love how many times he used my name. I never hear my name very often, you know.
And I'm sure we heard a whole lot of his music this past weekend.
Oh, I'm sure.
A whole lot of it.
So thank you for coming on. That was a lot of fun. And thank you for covering for me for this week, Marcus, because I really have had to rely heavily on.
Oh, no, you know, that's all I was doing in my new empty apartment. Just like watching cheerleading. That
happy.
It was
days.
Awesome. That is my life.
So what have you switched your mind or thoughts at all on like the big, I'm sorry, my voice is also kind of going, on the topics we've been talking about this season, like glam, hurting the sport?
I believe I said that when we do get mainstream as a sport and we are like on an Olympic level, we are going to have to like
Tone it down
a little bit. No.
Okay.
I'm changing it.
You're changing your mind?
No, because that's us. It's what we do. It's how we, Sherita Richardson said this.
Mm-hmm.
Cheerleading is the only sport where a girl can
be empowered
in her Hold on.
You're going to get the actual quote.
Because I wrote it down because I was that excited about it. Hold on.
While you look it up, my views haven't really, they've evolved over the season.
Cheerleading is one of the only sports who lets a girl stand in her feminine power.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful quote. Love that.
Yeah. The only thing I think, I don't know that I've changed or evolved on, but is the little bitties, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think that they can look
like little, like children,
like little bitties. but as far as when they get older, you know,
which I think it really helped with like the uniform rule, like juniors and under, they have to cover their stomach. And I think that really helped. I feel like big hair is fine. If your team and your gym decides on big hair, I think that's fine. I think the heavy eye makeup, I'm okay with a red lip. A faint red lip, but a red lip. I think the heavy eyes and like the strong cheekbones, I think that's a bit much.
For little bitties or yes. In general?
I think it's kind of big for, because there are a lot of gyms and a lot of teams that like, it's really just like a pretty face, maybe a lip, sometimes not even, or like something nude on their lips.
What's the other main topic we've talked about? It was the glam. I'm totally spacing out because I don't want to introduce a new one, but money. I do. Oh, yeah, money. That's going to be a constant, I think.
It's going to be expensive, no way.
Was something that was brought up to me, and I'm not ready to talk about it because I haven't done any research on it. Mm-hmm. We'd probably need another coach to talk about it, but it was a parental thing, and I've heard, again, gotten more than one, was tumbling in the cheerleading sport. Like, you'd say we're more than halfway through the period, right? So we're starting to see like new, like gyms announcing their tryouts for next year. So, you know, the speed, you know, people start adding privates and you mm-hmm. start thinking ahead to next year mm-hmm. tryouts. And a common, I don't know if it's a question, concern, or what it is really, but is like, whose responsibility is it to get the tumbling in that year when you've signed up, you know, like, mm-hmm. Does the coaching go from trying to get this team, to increase their tumbling, or does it go just, you know, practice for the next competition, which, and again, this is from a parental perspective. It's not meant to put like anyone defensive or anything, but you know, when you're thinking about the sport and I think one of the parental questions is like, but hey, shouldn't the tumbling be a part of this whole package that we're paying for? And again, I'm not ready to talk about it now. I don't really understand it. But
do you want me to wait, or do you want to have this conversation later?
Let me understand, because I don't even know I understood the question, to be honest. Okay. I think I do, but
so is the person? Do you think the person's asking?
Well, it's been more than one. It's been brought up a few times. But see, I don't know because I don't remember anything like this for me, so I don't know. But like, I guess in their programs, and I'm guessing that none of them are in like elite programs. And if you are, I apologize. but I think they sign a contract, which, you know, they have the travel for the competitions mm-hmm. for the year, and that they would get so much tumbling done within that year.
So for like a tumble class is like a part of their like all-star packet,
something like that.
So like the gym or like the coach like promised like they would like get like an hour or so of tumbling.
And the parents who have brought it up, I guess, are not seeing that. That what they see is, you know, the beginning of the year, you know, there's some tumbling practice, and then like at this point it's all about competition and perfecting that routine, which I also see because you're in this season.
Yeah. Right now.
So I think it's a bigger question, but it's out there. So, you know, I think we should introduce that topic into when we have, you know, coaches and cheerleaders on, because who's response? I I'm not landing on anything. I don't know what I was paying for. So I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I haven't landed strongly on this in my head. I've always kind of figured that it's on my kid to mm-hmm. learn her tumbling. I feel like that's how the sports set up. But I also, you know, if these particular parents or if gyms are promising that and that's what they signed for, then that's a conversation. You know, I guess that kind of ties into the whole money thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not for today's podcast, but, you know, it's out there. So if you have any thoughts, email us and then I think we should probably sit on it. But yes, tell us what you hearing me dissect that.
I can just tell you how we do it. Next year is going to change, but like this year, and I believe last year, a tumble class was in our all-star packet, but it was like a team tumbling. So like we had, our tumble manager, like come in, or, Billy would like come in and help each team like with,
their skills,
with like new skills. And it was like their own like tumble. It was just like their tumble time. Next year, they're not going to do it, but
it's got to be hard because you're focusing on the now, which is the skills you need for this year.
Yes.
And then also trying to plan accordingly for the future. So I guess it's, you know, it's probably thought.
And we also say like if you're not consistently landing like a tumbling skill for like that routine that you're on, like you have no business working on like higher stuff. And I think that's probably where all of those questions are coming from. They see like their kid has landed their like round off handspring tuck. So they need to be working on like layouts or their kid needs to be working on folds, but we need to think about like what's going on now. And if your kid is not landing her front walkover round off tuck in her level 3 routine, ask yourself why she needs to be working on layouts.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's like when I feel like this is one of those situations where I'm not the best parent to ask because I've always kind of put it on my kid on what mm-hmm. skill she needs to have. She needs to go get.
Yeah.
Like I'll get you to the
Private. Gym.
But it's and I don't necessarily say, I'm not saying that that's the right way, because sometimes I feel maybe I should be more aware of, you know, where she is in her
but it's also a lot to take in.
Well, it makes me think more of like ballet. When I was in ballet, like my mom wasn't focused on what skills I had or like my my improvement was based on my improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm the best to have that, but it's an interesting conversation to have. I think it's probably, if I were to make a guess, I would bet you it has a lot to do with, I'm going to put it on the gym owners probably more than, or maybe the directors of how they plan out their gyms mm-hmm. teams. Like, you know, some teams, or some gyms, I think, it seems to me, like have long-term strategies. Like when, you know, Courtney was writing that thing, you could tell where these kids had like moved up, you know, in the ranks and stuff. And then maybe some of these that are geographically smaller gyms and, you know, further away from bigger gyms, what they are able to offer their constituents isn't the right word, but their families might be totally different than a big city gym that has overflow of mm-hmm. people coming. You know what I'm saying? Like they might include a tumbling class for the whole year for that. Who knows? It's kind of, I think, dependable on each gym, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a universal.
I see it.
I'm bad parent because I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to.
I'm bad parent.
No, but I'm saying a bad parent to like explain this, you know, situation to as a, not a problem, but a question of the industry, because I don't know it to be true necessarily, but it's true for them. So we'll try to find you some answers. But if you have examples of what you're would like to have us talk about or ask people, please DM us or email us marcus@cheerbomb.com. And we would be happy to get those questions. So I'm looking forward to Miss Kennedy Thames.
Yes. I can't wait to hear her too, because I know she got some.
There's so many questions I want to ask her. I want to ask her about the recovery. I want to ask her her mental game, like what she was saying to herself, what it was like when, you know, she must have been keeping some of it to herself, like not knowing what her recovery would be like. I just want to, what was it like last week? Cheer sport was like this week, NCAA winning, like, you know, it's just
2 weeks in a row of winning. So they're on their way to be triple threat. How awesome would that be to come back and win triple threat?
That'd be cool. They're going to UCA this weekend. So hopefully, and she has a bunch of tests this week. So good luck.
Yes.
Good luck to everyone who has tests. I can't imagine. That's just amazing. Three competitions in a row, college.
Proud
freshman.
Of you.
So amazing.
And I love UCA. I tried to get us to go back to UCA. We're still talking about it.
Is
UCA
it?
used to be like our worlds.
Okay.
It was like the end of the season, like competition, at least like for our gym. Mm-hmm. That was like our end all be all. And
is it in the same place? Is it at Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's the one that always throws me off. That's the one, because it's before Summits and Worlds. Mm-hmm. But I see pictures. This must be UC. I didn't realize that one. Because they have to make use of that varsity.
Yeah. They paid for it. We paid for it. Yeah, we're going to use it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Marcus.
Thank you, Marisol.
I will see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Hey there. This is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheer Bomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast. Have a great week.
Cheer Bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.